Now, Twitter says it's suing Elon Musk in an attempt to force through the completion of his £36 billion takeover. The Tesla chief announced last week he was retracting his offer because he has not given he was not given information about the number of fake and spam accounts. But Twitter says Mr. Musk believes he is free to disrupt Twitter's operations. The company wants a court to order him to complete the merger at the agreed price. Well, I'm joined now by Fetsy Turkalp, who is a technology expert from the Gadget Detective website. Great to have you back on the program, Fetsy. This has all got very dramatic. Remind us how we got to this point.
Yeah, Kelsey Priest, yeah.
Yeah,
so we got this way because for his very good reasons, Elon Musk decided to buy Twitter, having criticised the hell out of them. And I think someone on Twitter said, well, why don't you buy it then? And he said, all right, I will. Hmm. And they were Twitter was originally against it. Then he made them an offer, which the shareholders found attractive. And an agreement was entered into to complete a sale. Elon Musk is now saying that they haven't provided me with the information I've requested regarding the number of fake accounts, the spam bot accounts. They'd previously said it was up to 5%, and he asked them to prove it.
I suppose our listeners want to know, why is that important? Because that kind of inflates the number of real users, quote unquote.
Yeah, because we know how many users there are, but some of those users are not real users.
Right.
And therefore, the remaining number is the number that you have to advertise to and monetize in various ways. And he has said that, you know, Elon Musk has said one of his aims will be to get rid of the bots on the Twitter platform because he recognizes it to be a problem. So not sure why he's surprised now that there are bots on there, and also to increase dramatically the number of real users. So he's basically criticised them and said, I could do it better. It may be that he's got a point, but Twitter say he waived his right to do due diligence when he signed that agreement, the agreement to buy. They say he waived his right to do due diligence. What that means is, in this case, he waived, according to them, his right to ask and insist upon answers to that question. It's rather like if I'm buying a house from you and you've got maybe other offers and I want to make my offer more attractive, then I won't make my offer subject to contract, subject to survey. I will just say I'll waive my right to do a survey and I'll buy it anyway. I'll take the risk. And they're saying that's what he did. He waived his rights to do due diligence, to ask questions of this nature and call off the deal. There is a clause in the contract that says he has to pay him $1 billion if he pulls out, or if either party pulls out. I'm not a legal expert, but I think it's very unlikely that a court can order him to buy something, but they may force him to compensate them for more than $1 billion, because I mean he really has disrupted Twitter. I mean the board members have resigned more or less at his behest. There's been a lot on the ups and down. Now, as to the real reason, okay, it could be what he says,
right?
Yeah, or it could be the fact that a number of things happened when he made that offer. One is that the share price didn't rise to the level of the offer he offered per share.
Right.
So he's, if I were in his position, I'd be thinking, you know what, I could buy that at market value for a lot less than $44 billion.
Hmm.
Maybe it would be a bargain. I could maybe only get it at $30 billion. So one thing on his mind would be, maybe I can negotiate, get a better price, or if I can't, I'm just not willing to buy. The other thing that happened was he structured the finance to buy this, because I don't think he's got $44 billion in small change.
Right.
So I understand that he was intending to raise funds for it by selling shares in Tesla. Now, when he said that, when he announced that, Tesla shares went down. So the Tesla shares suddenly. So first of all, the Twitter shares are not worth what he offered for them, at least at market rates now.
Yeah.
And he's suddenly going to have to sell a lot more shares to make up that same amount of money, because the offer is not in Tesla shares, it's in dollars. So he's going to have to sell more. And the shareholders, the other shareholders of Tesla and indeed SpaceX, are not too happy. They want his attention on the myriad of businesses that he already operates. And Twitter is kind of a distraction. I mean, we all say Twitter's a big time waster. Just imagine if you have to run it. It's a really big time waster. So I think there's all sorts of good business reasons why he's suffering from buyer's remorse.
And so potentially he may just cut his losses, pay them the £1 billion or whatever it might be and move on. Because one presumes he can make that back quite quickly.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you see, the other thing that happened, because he already owns 9% of the company. And he's got problems with that, by the way, because when you buy... You can buy up to 5% of the shares of a publicly traded company without informing the SEC. That's the regulator for securities and investments. He bought 9% before the SEC became aware of it. And the reason why that's considered to be not a good thing is you can't have people like buying up shares on the quiet because it's not fair to the other shareholders. So at 5%, the SEC says he should have notified, it should have been made public, and then the remaining 4% he should have paid more for because the price would have gone up.
Right.
So, yeah, he's got all sorts of problems.
But either which way you square it, Twitter is in a bit of bother, it seems like. They need someone to come in, whoever it might be, to resolve whatever financial problems they may be having.
I don't think that. I mean, they were not particularly having. I mean, they were not the most successfully run social media platform, but they were not damaged goods that had to be bought out.
Right.
It's just that he made them an offer that was very attractive, and now he's realised, I think, it's more than it's worth, and he doesn't want to do it. You know, as I say, buyer's remorse. He's flung a big figure at them via Twitter.
If you were a betting man, who would you put your money on?
I think he'll have to pay some money.
Right.
I don't think he can be forced to buy it against his will.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not inconceivable that a figure can be found between the current share price and his offer, and the sale could still happen. But if I had to put money on it myself, I think he's lost interest and he's moving on.
You don't think it's a negotiation tactic?
Look, I think if they gave him a really good offer, he'd probably still accept it. But I do think he's somewhat lost interest.
Right.
And there, you know, he'll go on to his next project, and Twitter will be left trying to pick up the pieces. Because Twitter have filed suit against Elon Musk now, and they're basically saying he's hugely disrupted our operations, which is, I think, true.
Yeah.
So, you know, they want to be compensated. I just don't think... It's a bit like someone going to court for breach of promise and trying to force someone to still marry them when they said they would. You know, I just don't think, I don't see that happening, but it could be that he still buys it by agreement, but I don't think the court will force him to buy it.
Right.
They'll just compensate Twitter for any breaches they see.
Well, we'll watch this with interest. No doubt we'll be back with you speaking about it. Betsy, thank you so much for joining us.